Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Good morning. That's right. Get your dial on. We want to play a game with you. It's a little game called Drunk or a Kid. 833-563-2539. Okay, this is how it goes down. Each of us, we're going to tell you a story, and you're going to have to tell us, did this happen when we were drunk, or did it happen back in the day when we were a kid? And it might surprise you that they're kind of hard to determine.
So now, do you get a prize if you guess it right?
I don't know. You want to give a prize out, Chops?
Yeah, bragging rights that you are the coolest in your city. We'll shout you out. Speaking of shout outs, I just remembered I was supposed to shout someone out.
Uh-oh.
Oops, oh well.
Are you like not even going to do it now that you brought it up?
They're not listening. Just remind me tomorrow, okay, Mackenzie?
Okay, we want you to play with us, 833-563-2539, because we want to trick you. What's your drink of choice, by the way, Chops, these days?
Ooh, I'm either going with a good beer or a good frozen margarita.
Ooh, okay. Do you feel... You shouldn't, but do you feel at all when you order like a frozen marg? Do people look at you weird?
Demasculated? Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, I was a bartender for 5 years, and it's so funny. Like, guys, they will not get a drink on like the up. You know, they'll get it on the rocks.
Okay.
And they will not get frozen drinks. Ooh, or they'll say, not fruity. But yes, call right now, 833-563-2539. We're going to play a little game called Drunk or a Kid. Was I drunk when this happened, or was I a kid when this happened?
We all know that sometimes when we get drunk, we can act maybe a little childish. And also, what's really funny seeing me, like with nieces and nephews, it's funny to see them throw a temper tantrum. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my friend Lizzie has thrown temper tantrums like this before when she's been drunk. So they really go hand in hand with each other.
All right, Chops, let's give an example. I want you to give us your scenario. Give us your what went on. And I want to see even if we can decipher if you were drunk or you were a kid.
Okay. So I fell asleep at school, snoring, and woke up to everyone laughing at me. Drunk or a kid?
Oh, I'm going to guess. I think that you were a kid. I do not think you were intoxicated.
I'm going to guess you were drunk. And I hope it was, you said in school. So I hope it was in college and you were of legal age.
I will say this. There was one time I did go drink before school, but I
didn't. Dude, I knew so many people who did that. I was floored. I did not believe that people did that. It was the craziest thing.
Yeah, but I did not fall asleep. So this one time I was a kid. I was in school.
Knew it
was second grade. We were all around the table and I fell asleep while we were reading. And one student was reading. I fell asleep, started snoring. I woke up to the kids laughing at me. Let me tell you, I've never fell asleep in class again because I was terrified.
You're terrified?
Just traumatized. I fell asleep in class like almost every single year in junior year chemistry.
Yeah, and you
every
were
single
sober.
Day. Yeah, I was totally sober.
Totally sober. Now, this one, okay, this is mine, you guys. I put a million little tight braids in my hair thinking, hey, when I take them out, my hair is going to be crazy curly and wild and beautiful. And I looked crazy, like I had stuck my finger in a socket. Did I do this when I was a kid or when I was intoxicated?
I can see maybe intoxicated after a couple of maybe mojitos in college or something.
Yeah, no offense, Mackenzie. I'm saying intoxicated.
I was a kid.
Oh, okay. See, you're even drunk. You're smarter
never
than
works
that.
Out. Have you guys ever seen the Friends episode where Monica does to get her hair braided when they're like on vacay?
Yes.
All right, what you got,
okay,
Liv?
So mine, I got in trouble by a lot. I mean, he was like a security guard, but I got in trouble for climbing a giant horse statue downtown. Was that drunk or a kid?
I think definitely drunk.
Yeah, I was definitely drunk.
We knew that. All right. Sounds good. Well, you guys want to play a little bit more?
Yeah, I got one more.
Okay. All right. Give us one more.
All right. So I woke up in the middle of the night and went to the bathroom on a laptop. Was I sleepwalking as a kid or sleepwalking drunk?
I need deets. Number one or number two? Not to be gross.
Number one.
I think you were drunk.
Mackenzie?
I think you were drunk.
Yeah, that happened.
All right, I've got one more.
I was drunk.
Yeah, I figured. I cried, sobbed, because I just came to the realization that I was not going to be able to meet Justin Bieber and that I wasn't going to marry him.
Once again,
drunk or sober?
Drunk.
Oh, then?
Sober.
Wait, what?
So you were a kid?
No, you
weren't.
I was
sober. I was like 15. sobbing, crying as a child, sober.
All right,
as ever.
Lastly, we'll round this out. I swam out. I thought it was a brilliant idea. Swam out to the banana boat, like a scene from Jaws. And I get on this banana boat, and then I see two fins, and I'm like, oh, dolphins! Later to find out, they were sharks.
Oh my
gosh,
this was
1,000%
so just
drunk on spring break. Drunk on spring break.
Kid?
I was drunk.
Oh!
Do not
it's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.